This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Over the last few years, there's been quite a controversy going on about breast cancer and breast cancer detection in particular. The controversy has to do with mammograms, which most women over 40 are told they really should go get because they're going to be able to detect breast cancer best by using mammograms. But a new study published Tuesday in the British Medical Journal, done by some scientists in Canada, of 90,000 women over the last 25 years, says that might not be true. Here to explain all of this is Dr. Russell Harris, who's a professor of medicine and epidemiology at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Professor Harris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Tell me what this study says.
The first thing is that it says if you use mammography in women either 40 to 49 or 50 to 59 regularly for 5 years, that over the next 25 years, the same number of women die from breast cancer in both groups. That mammography really has not reduced the number of women dying from breast cancer. Now, this has to be put into context with other studies, some of which have shown the same thing, some of which have not shown that, some of which have shown that there was a reduction in the number of women dying. I think the bottom line from that is that if there is a benefit in reducing the number of women dying from breast cancer, it's very small. Now, the second thing it shows, this study shows probably better than any other study, is that a number of women found to have breast cancer are what we call overdiagnosed. That means that after many years, if they had not had a mammogram, they would never have known that they had breast cancer. They would have they maybe would have died of a car crash or a heart attack or something like that, but without getting a mammogram, they would never have been told that they had breast cancer.
Does that mean that mammograms are giving us false positives?
Well, there are two different things. You know, the false positives are when the mammogram is positive, but then after either a biopsy or another X-ray, you're found not to have cancer. That certainly raises women's anxiety, and a lot of women have false positives. This is something different. Overdiagnosis means that you have a positive mammogram and you're told you do have cancer. And not only that, but you're treated for that cancer. But in fact, that's a cancer that was diagnosed and treated needlessly. Those women would never have had troubles with it. So you've got two different kinds of problems coming from mammograms. One, false positives raising people's anxiety levels. And secondly, overdiagnosis, in which you're actually telling women they have something that they don't have.
Okay. Is it possible that there is also a group of women here who do have some kind of cancer? Like I've heard of one thing called ductal carcinoma, which may qualify as cancer, after all called carcinoma, but is really not as bad as it may sound. But that shows up on a mammogram and freaks people out.
That's exactly right. What happens is that there are these cases that are called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ. And we find those, and in fact, many of them, some of them go ahead and progress to what we call invasive breast cancer, which could really hurt people. But a lot of them don't progress. And that adds to the number of women that we call overdiagnosed, because those women are actually told that they have breast cancer and are treated pretty much the same as women who have invasive breast cancer.
Have things gotten better in treating breast cancer, or at least the symptoms that would be shown on a mammogram?
So that's really important to point out, that one of the ways that this study is different from some of the others is that at the time this study was done, women got better treatment for breast cancer than they had in earlier studies. And so when treatment gets better, that means that women don't get as much benefit from just finding it earlier. They can find it later and still be treated pretty well. And so in this particular case, we've got this situation in which the women who didn't get mammograms still got good treatment when their breast cancer was found, perhaps by a lump or something like that. And that earlier treatment was as good as finding it earlier with the mammogram.
Does this mean that early detection of breast cancer is no longer important?
So that's the issue, isn't it? But, Paul, this, as I said earlier, this study found that there was no difference. But when you put it into the context of other studies, some of which have found the difference in the number of women dying of breast cancer, then that means that women have to make a decision. One study doesn't decide everything. It's when you put all the studies together that you have a better idea about it. When you start doing that and you are generous to the idea that, mammography may be helpful, then you would find that if you were to screen 1,000 40-year-old women for 10 years, that perhaps as many as one of those women would have her life extended by screening with mammography.
Only one?
Only one out of 1,000, and that's for 10 years of screening.
Wow.
And probably two or three of those women would be overdiagnosed. That is, they would have treatment and been told that they had cancer needlessly. And not only that, but maybe 500 of those women would have had false positives that we've been talking about. For women age 50 going through the same 10 years, 1,000 of those women, you might have, instead of one woman, you might have two women whose lives were extended. And for women age 60, 1,000 of those women, you might have three women whose lives are extended. But in each case, the number of women overdiagnosed also goes up. And so you end up with at least twice as many women overdiagnosed as you do whose lives are extended. So I think that the issue is not that there is no benefit, but the issue is that women are needing to make a decision here. They need to look at the benefits, the possibility that they might have their lives extended. It's not very large, but it's there, we think. And secondly, the possibility that they could be harmed. And I think that's the issue these days, is that women no longer should go in and just accept the idea that, yes, with sort of a knee-jerk reaction that I should get a mammogram. Rather, they should stop and think about it, talk to their doctor and say, gee, I don't know about these trade-offs between benefits and harms. I need to think about it some more.
Is this related in any way, or is there a correlation between this and the same thing we've been hearing about PSA tests for men and prostate cancer?
It's the same idea, and that is that when we screen for prostate cancer, we'll find a lot of men whose prostate cancer would never have progressed, and so they have been overdiagnosed too. We're finding this for a lot of situations, not only cancers, but other situations as well. So screening is one of those double-edged swords. There is a possibility of helping some people, not very many, but a few. And then there's the possibility of hurting some people. And so folks need to stop and think about this before they just stick out their arm to get some blood tests or go ahead and get an X-ray.
I know the medical community has not yet said, ladies, stop getting mammograms. But are they close to doing that?
No, I don't think so, because what I've been saying is not that either. I've been saying that women need to better understand the trade-offs. The double-edged sword, the
yep.
possibility of benefit, the possibility of harm, and to make their own decisions. What we should stop doing is twisting people's arms and saying, you must be screened, and us ourselves getting upset if they say no. If they say no and they've thought about it, we should say, that's fine.
37 million mammograms are performed every year. That costs about $100 per mammogram, so we're talking about billions of dollars in this industry. Are the people who make mammography machines and maybe in the mammography business going to say, oh, no, no, this research is not worth it at all?
Well, I'm sure that there will be some pushback that way. In 2010, another study showed that we spent about $7.8 billion on mammography.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money. And that's for screening 70% of the women. If we were to screen more, it would cost even more. So that's the issue, but I don't think the issue is only about money. Yes, money has something to do with it. It would be nice if we could take that money and use it for something that would really help people to live better or longer. What we really need to start thinking about, though, is not only money, but also are we hurting people? This issue of overdiagnosis should scare folks. You're being told that you have something that you don't have. And by the way, you're also being treated for it, and that sometimes can end up really harming folks, changing their lives.
Dr. Russell Harris is a professor of medicine and epidemiology at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Thanks so much for explaining all this to me today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.